Tain on Beis, Rashi, the Ramaskal of Akilah Barabonah, is about seven lines down, the narrow lines. Akilah Barabonah, Le'el Koi, Arav Dimi Rav Sheshes, the Akilah Barabonah, the Carmelis, Elbas, Yisur, Mili Reyam Akilah Bos. Now we're going to go back to, they both, so they said, one said that it needs Dalet by Dalet, that was Rav Dimi, Rav Sheshes says it's a height of 10. So, only up to the height of 10. So, it took in the kulas of the Rishas Rabbah and the Rishas Yochid. The Kilab Rabbanim, the Carmelis, since it's only Me'osim Dibrayim, they put in it the Kilab and Bikula Rishas Yochid and Rishas Rabbah. Rav Dimi Ashvin and Bikula Rishas Yochid, he gave it the halacha, he told us how it has the kula Rishas Yochid, ki heichad Rishas Yochid, less a pachas mirochav dalid. The Rishas Yochid size is at least dalid. V'amachlis Rishas Rabbim, a love, if it's less than dalid, is pater. So Carmelis nami lohavi, so in case when it comes to Carmelis, it won't be Carmelis at all. U'mutal l'chavkila l'hachlis Rishas Rabbim, Rishas Yochid a love. It's less than four, it's a malka p'tur, and you can, a person can interact, transfer from it, Rishas Yochid, Rishas Rabbim. Rav Sheish is Ashmina, the Kula Rishas Rabbim, Nami Ikilu Allah, it also has the Kula Rishas Rabbim, the Eino Tefes is Ba'avir, Lamala Meyud, it doesn't go up above 10, Rishas Yochid, like Rishas Yochid does, Alamata Meyud, Keteris Rishas Rabbim, only less than 10, like Rishas Rabbim. So Carmelis doesn't have a Carmelis status above 10. Okay, Gufa. So we quoted in the piece before, Omer Gidl Merav, Chia Bar Yosef, Omer Rav, Ba'ashe Mesecha Yud. The height inside of this building is less than 10. Yikiruya Mashlima Layud. And with the thickness of the roofing, it now has a height of 10. So Gagoy, it's considered Rishas Yochid, is Mutta Talta Bekuloi. So you're allowed to move anywhere on top of the Gag, you carry something anywhere on top of the Gag. Betoichoi, inside of it, which is not 10 Tvachim high, so it's a Carmelis. So it has a limitation, if you can't move more than 4 Amas, because it's a Carmelis. Amar Abaya. Abaya comes along and says like this, V'im Chokak, Boi Dalet Al Dalet. If it's some area he digs now down into the ground, a floor space of 4x4. Vishtimel Yud, and now he makes it from that, and that spot it's now 10 Tvachim high from this depression that he made in the ground in the floor of the building. From that spot it's now the height is now 10 Tvachim high. So therefore Mutzal Taltel Bekulot. You're now allowed to carry throughout the area of the building. Why is that? By time up. Have Khari Rishas Yochid, Bhari Rishas Yochid to Rishas Yochid Dam. The same way we look at it, the same way if you have a wall, so the cracks and crevices in the wall which are usable have it in a Rishas Yochid, and if somebody would take something from outside and come inside and stick it inside that hole, it's called, he put it down the Rishas Yochid. It's an extension of the Rishas Yochid. It's not within the mechitzas, it's in the wall itself. So that's considered an extension of the Rishas Yochid. So we look at that area, which is up, which is 10 Tvachim high, that's Rishas Yochid. And this is just all around that, it's just an extension of the Rishas Yochid. Okay, Ditmar, because we learned Rishas Yochid, Rishas Yochidam. The Charim, the holes, literally, of Rishas Yochid are like Rishas Yochid. Now, what about Rishas Rabbim? What about the holes by Rishas Rabbim, which means you would have a wall next to Rishas Rabbim? and it has a crack in it, which does not go all the way through into the inside to the Rishus HaYachid, it's not a part of the Rishus HaYachid, it's part of the Rishus HaRab. Is that considered like part of the Rishus HaRab or not? So Baya says, Rishus HaRab and Dhamma. And Rabbi Omar loved Grishas Rabban Dhamma. Rabbi says, no, it's not part of the Shas Rabban. It's part of the wall, which is not part of the Shas Rabban. And Bai is Mechadish, that he holds that Chor Rishas Rabban are like Rishas Rabban. So if a person would throw something Dalaramis, so for the Moloch of Dalaramis, it has to start out Rishas Rabban and end the Rishas Rabban. If it would end up in this wall, so according to Rabbi, he'd be chayiv, and according to Rabbi, he wouldn't be chayiv. It's not part of the Rishus HaRabban. Depending on what it is, it might be considered a karmelis or a mokum p'tur, or possibly even, you know, certain cases might be considered Rishus HaYachid. So we'll see as more flows. But it's not Rishus HaRabban. Okay. So Amalei Rabba Levi, Rabba says to Levi, Ledidoch, according to you, the Marta, you said, Chor Rishas Rabban, Chor Rishas Rabban Domo. It's considered like Rishas Rabban, so Mai Shnoa, Mehod, the Chiosur of Dimi, Amar Biyachanon, Lanitzucha El Karen Zobis, Asmuch Rishas Rabban. I don't see why when the case where the house is stepped back from Rishas Rabban, and therefore there's an area in front of the house which is accessible, and Rabbi Yochanan said that that's considered a karmelis. But to have it, you require Rishus HaRabban. Why don't you consider it like an extension of Rishus HaRabban? It's Rishus HaRabban, a little bit of space off of it to the side. Some more answers. My answers. Hasam lo nicha tashmishte. That the point, like we had before, was that the flow of the Rishus HaRabban. Because you would have to make a turn to get into it, etc. It wasn't considered something which was so accessible. But hacha nicha tashmishte. The usage over here is not the usage of walking into it. The usage is putting something in. So a person who's walking Rishus HaRabban during the weekday, want to put something down, he'd put it in a char. So that's it's easy to use for that purpose. So that's considered part of the Rishus HaRabban. This is our first introduction to the idea that part of the function of the Rishus HaRabban is to put down thing. Is there a part of the function of the Rishus HaRabban having a place to put something down? And the Chorim have that mile.
The Karen Zavis wouldn't be good for that kind of tashmish.
Huh?
And the Karen, so I understand Karen Zavis is not good for, it's not a good convenient place for walking. It's an inconvenient place for other tashmishes. Now that we've
Well, apparently it is, because again you have to turn in to get to it. So it's not like but here in the flow, as a person's walking, he can stick something in as he's walking. So it's nicha tashmishte. Okay. Tanah, the Gemara is going to bring up Mishnah Zerk Daladam, which we've called it before. Zerk Daladam is v'kosel l'malam yud kazerk ba'aver. It throws it against the wall. Above, if it lands above 10 on the wall, it's like it's just landed in the air. The Mount of Yud Tuachim is Kazarik Vardas. Avin and Bo, we asked about that. What does it mean that it landed my Kazarik Vardas? Holy Noch, it didn't land. What do you mean it's landing on the ground? It didn't land the Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says the case was it landed with this sticky type of a dweller, a cake of figs. It was more like, you know, the picture of a cake of figs. You know, they would compress it together very strongly, so it would like sort of like mush together and become one gelatinous mass, sticky, gooey mass. Okay, so it's stuck to the face of the wall. So now the Gemara is going to ask Anabaya, if you hold the Kharim are considered like Rishus HaRabban, so why did Rabbi Yochanan have a need to say he's talking about the Reilu Shemena? Look, the case was instead of throwing at the Reilu Shemena, he threw a tzror, that's a rock, or an item of chayfetz, and it landed in the Bechor. So apparently, Rabbi Yochanan at least did not agree that her rishus harabim are like rishus harabim.
Question: the schar that we're talking about, it has to be lamatame. So it's talking from the ground level of the main part of the rishus harabim.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it has to be within 10 tefachim. It's not part of the Shas Rabba.
But within, not more than, not 10, within 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, for the other.
Okay. Which really opens up a question, because there is a concept in the Morim Pesachim that lower down holes in Yerushas Yachid aren't mechiv, yet mechiv to be bodek and prachamitz, unless you have little children, because it's not a height that you use. It's much easier to use higher. That's the problem, which Rishonim bring up already. Okay. Zimim Mishana lo shani tzror v'chevitz d'mihadar v'osi. So sometimes the Bible would answer this question by saying, apparently this question was brought to him more than once. And sometimes he answered by saying, well, usually what will happen, if you have a wall and you have this thing which lands in the wall, usually it's going to bounce back and not stay there. So the reason why he felt it, he's talking about the Reilu Shemayin, as opposed to saying in case of a chur, which an item landed, because if you're throwing something and it hits there, usually it bounces back into the Shas Rab. So it never landed there. Zimim Mishanel, because...
Why is it better than... If you throw this ball, it's 4 hours away.
Right. That is a fair question. So you have to say, that's machlokes. How do you down that? If the wall is exactly 4 amas away and it lands on the face of the wall, so it didn't really go all 4 amas, right? So you said the wall was 4.5 amas. Yeah. You know, without getting involved in that machlokes. Zimin sometimes the answer is mishalah because of the less lechor. The case of the wall doesn't have a chor. Now, that's a very convenient answer, but that's good for our question. Why don't you say the case was the wall had a chor? Well, no, that's not. I'm not just saying it because to be contrary, if I said, because that's what has to be like that. Why? I mean, my, how do I know? Iktani Reisha, Zarek Lamalam Yutvachim, because Zarek Ba'aver. Because we're saying the parallel case is that if it landed above 10 Tvachim, he's like Zerk Ba'aver. So if the case is it landed in the Chor above 10 Tvachim, that's not like Zerk Ba'aver. Hanoch B'chor, what do you mean? These hold out the coast of these Chor, the cases that had the coast which had the Chor and it landed in the Chor, a Mike Zerk Ba'aver. Hanoch B'chor, it landed in the Chor. So that should be, it's 10 Tvachim high. And the average coastal had dalet al dalet, so gabal in the belt. What do you mean? So you're right, you're not chayav, maybe I'll marber dalet amas, he's chayav also to the malach of hachnosa from the shisarab into the shisayachim. Or at least it should be, you know, now, but he tell me, you'll tell me, masnisin de les be dalet al dalet. The case was the wall wasn't dalet al dalet. Sorry, the chur wasn't dalet al dalet. Not that the wall wasn't dalet al dalet, but the chur wasn't dalet al dalet. Amr Yehuda, Amr Chia, Zark the Malam Yitzvachim, Mahalcha Menachah Bechor Kol Shehu. It landed in the chur, which was not dalet al dalet, it's Kol Shehu. So this is totally Bona the Machlekes from Meir Rabbana. This would be told the Machlekes to the Meir and the Chachamim. The mayor sober chokik in the hashlim, but in sober ain't chokik in the hashlim. The mayor, Bekitzer, looks at this area which it landed, which has a hole, which is not 4x4, but the thickness of the wall is 4, and width it is 4. Halacha looks at it as if it was an area of 4x4. We dig in literally to be mashlim. We consider it as if the the full space has been used. It's, the potential for that is there. So halacha looks like it, looks at it as if that was that's what happened.
Therefore, it landed in the Rosh Hashayachid.
Therefore, it landed on something which is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4. So it's just like it landed in Rosh Hashayachid. It's his own Rosh Hashayachid. In other words, it's not an extension of Rosh Hashayachid inside. It's not, because the hole didn't extend inside, but it's its own space, which is 10 high and 4x4. So it's Rosh Hashayachid. So he don't say that. So if that was the case at Mishnah, some Mishnahs are mayor. Why would the Mishnah say that he's potter? It's like Kazark Ba'avir. If you say Chakil Nahashlim, so Elalav Shemino because of the less Bechor Shemino. So we apparently in the case we're talking about a wall. It didn't land inside a Chor because then the above you the answer wouldn't be Kazark Ba'avir. So the answer must be that it landed on the face of the wall of the Dvela Shemena. So that's why it's not relevant. Abaye says the Birchon's statement is not a kash at all to me because that the case of it is not relevant to my Arab Machlokes. Okay, see Rashi. Okay, Chokakboy. So he quoted the statement of Rav of Abaye Shem, but ain't Tefach Yud, it's inside the Siddur Karmelus. But Chokibar Bekarka Abaye is Bimsiyosli Arba Ba'arach Berechim. He dug out this area which is 4x4 in the width and length. So the area of the Chakak now has a height of 10. Gavoy Adakiri, the height of 10 up to the roof. Now we look at that Rosh Hashayachid, and everything else is an extension of Rosh Hashayachid. Just like the walls of Rosh Hashayachid, they have holes in them, which are facing inside to the house. Shame Rosh Hashayachid, they have a din like Rosh Hashayachid. Haninami, Kiman, the negative Hakak, Rosh Hashayachid, Gomer. Since in the area where he dug out, it's now 10 tefachim high, and it's a Rosh Hashayachid. So Enoch, the rest of the house, around it, is Havi Peyois, Shaltashmi Shay Rosh Hashayachid. It's an extension of the usage of the Rosh Hashayachid. Cheresh is a Rabbin, Cheresh is a Shaksolim, the holes in the wall, some of the years, Vidlik Beaksolim, Klapers is a Rabbin, which are Klapers is a Rabbin. So those, what's their status? So Rabbi says, "Lam Krishas Aram Dhamma." Alushus La Atman Hain, they're their own Rishus. Mimachabim Dalit, if they're 10 wide and above height, below the height of 10, Hari Karmelus. Below, if they're below the height of 10 and they're not 4, so then they're considered they're not below Havi Makam Tur. So Rabbi Yechon said, Rabbi Yechon said the case of the Carmelis is referring to this Karen Zovis. Carmelis and Rabbi Ukmur Rav Dimi be Karen Zovis. It's commonly remembered the case of Karen Zovis. So the heavy Kikarish is a Rabbin. But my heavy Carmelis, why is it a Carmelis? So more answers, not Nichat HaShemishnah. The Baalish, we asked the Kasha in the Mishnah of, it didn't land, and Rabbi Yochanan answered, it hit the wall, so we can assume it's going to bounce back. And when it falls back, it fell into the Dalet Amis. When it hits the wall, it bounces back. It had a hole. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to use the example of that landed in the hole. They don't usually land. They don't stay put in the place where they land. They fall back. So he said, in the case, sometimes he answered, there was no hole. How do I know? Because it says in a land that above 10, and my kazarik ba'aver, a harvalei mishus of rabim, mishus of yochid, the harvalei gavoy yud, mishus la'atzim, it's only mishus, it's 10 high, and it's 4 by 4, according to a mayor, because a mayor holds chekin lahashlim. They have this machlokes over there in Yuma. In the case where you have an arch way, which doesn't, if I recall correctly, the case was, I didn't look it up, but recall correctly, the case where you have to have a height of 10 tefachim, considered mezuzah, michayv, and mezuzah. You have an archway which starts above that, but there's enough thickness of the wall, you could make it look as if it went straight up and down. So Rameir says, Chaykel Nahashlim, Chalm say, don't say that. Rameir says, Rameir says, by shear. It doesn't have the correct shear as physically construed. But Yesham Oivi, Rurocha, Velacha, Kalahashlim, with the shear. It has the potential material that if you want to, you could cut a space of that size and make the shear. Armina, we look at an halacha as command the chokadam as if that has happened. So, hachinami the mayor chokin lahashlim mechayev v'stam. So, by the case of the hall, also be the same thing. V'stam mishes the mayor. So, why does it say it's kizarik ba'aver? Okay. So, it must be there was no hole there. So, therefore this. Therefore, you can't. That Torah Birchon felt the need to be masber in the case of Lamata Miyud, which even though had there been a hole there, it would be chayiv. But he didn't say that was the case because there was no hole. So he said Relishman. Okay, so we've clarified that statement of Rav Gidel Amar Baishen Tachayud. We said. If it has al hadal, it's considered her chavrus shesiyochid. The chavrus shesarabim is mechlokas abay barav. Okay. Now we also quoted a different statement. Guf amar of chista noatz kana, but rishus shesiyochid v'zark renochal gabov. Person put a rod in rishus shesiyochid, threw from the shesarabim. It landed on top of this thing. I feel like Gavaya Me'ama is the Lach is his Chai. And then Rishus Yachad Ola Ad Rikia. Rishus Yachad goes all the way up, so it's called the land of Rishus Yachad. But the Maisa, it did not land in a space which is Dalit al Dalit. So Lamer Rav Chista, so let's say Rav Chista, but then he said that you don't need a Makam of Dalit al Dalit. The Amir Karebi, he goes like Rebbe, that you don't need Dalit al Dalit. The Tanya Zark Menachal Gabi Ziz Kol Shehu Rabbi Mechayev Chachamim Paitrim. So right now the Morris is assuming it threw from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid and landed on a Ziz. So Rabbi says that's considered that is acceptable even though it's not Dalet Al Dal. Simply they have the gears of Amalabin and Makam Dalet Al Dal. You don't need Dalet Al Dal. So Amar Baya, no. Rishus Yachad Kol Yamal Lepligi Kedav Chista. Both Rebbe and the Chachamim can agree. Rishus Yachad, there's no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. The din of Dalet al Dalet is only necessary in the Rishus Rabim. Rishus Yachad has certain chashivas to it. It's called it landed in Rishus Yachad. As long as it landed, Rishus Yachad has a certain chashivas to it. It's called land of Rishus Yachad. That's chai. That's not the case over here. The Ilan is in Rishus Yachid. It has a branch extending out in Rishus Rabbah. Mizorak, he threw the Alan Amis in Rishus Rabbah. Menoch is where Rashi lives. Anoifa, in a land that I'm the Noif. Okay? The Rebbe Sober Amina Shadi Noifer Basa Ikroi. So in Rishus Rabbah you need Dalet al Dalet, but the fact that it landed on a tree which is Dalet al Dalet, not and the Noif is not Dalet al Dalet, but the Ikroi of the tree is Dalet al Dalet. So we consider it when it landed on the Noiv as if it landed on a Mokum which is Dal al Dal. Not that it landed on Rishas Yochid, Rashi learns, but it landed on a Mokum which has a Chashiv as a Dal al Dal. You don't say that. Look, Rashi. Look, Rashi. Look, Rashi. Look, Rashi. Domer to Rebbe. So Chisda says, like Rebbe, you don't need Dalad Dalad, because the area which he said, this landing on top of this corner, this reed, excuse me, wasn't Dalad Dalad. So Rebbe said, Zark Benoch Agabi Ziz Koshu, it threw it and landed on the Ziz. He's Chayim. The more assumed right now, it's referring to throwing into Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbi says, no, that's not the case. It's a case where Benoifer not Rosh Hashanah, and Mizorik Metchilas Dalad, so if Dalad, Benoch Anoifer. So Rashi changes, the issue is not throwing from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. We don't say that we consider the branch in Rosh Hashanah as if it landed in Rosh Hashanah. We don't say that. So the case was it threw Dalad Amos in Rosh Hashanah. And it landed in Rosh Hashanah on the Nov. The issue is, said enough about the Ikroi, the Choshiv, Agav Ikroi, this be Dalad, we give it a Choshiv is due to the fact that the Ikroi has Dalad, so you look at the Nov also as if it has Dalad. Rav Chisda, the Loi Kerebi, the Loi Kerebonin. Now, the first version of Rashi did not, that we now have the Girsa, Omer Abaya, versus Yohan, the Kuliyam, Loi Pligi, Kerev Chisda. We'd rather have a buyer just saying the case of was Shadonov Rabbi Ikroi, and they both require Dalad al Dalad. Rechis is saying you don't need Dalad al Dalad. So Rechis is neither like the Rebbe or the Rabbon. Lishnachrina, a second version, which is basically the version which we have in the Gemara, is Amar Abaye, but Rechis is the Habish Rishis Yochad, I feel the Rabbanim Boidu. The Chum agreed, like our gear said, Rishis Yochad, you don't need Dalad al Dalad. They argue in the dinner of Shadonov Basar Ikroi, do you consider Rosh Hashanah or not? The similar Chachamim learn that the top Rashi, from the beginning of the Dalad to the end of the Dalad, Benoch HaNoifoi, is going with the second Lashon, which is Lashon which we have. That it wasn't considered like a land of Rosh Hashanah because from the Chisuk Lanz, which is a Yochid, you don't need Dalad al Dalad. So why are they arguing? The argument is whether you say Shadonov Basar Ikroi or not. But the version which says that Rav Chisuk is neither like Rabbi or the Rabbanim, we can learn it like you landed inside. And they're arguing whether Shadonov Basar Ikroi gives it a chashivas of Dalad al Dalad. But apparently you need Dalad al Dalad even if it's like, said like a landed inside, according to Rebbe. So, so there's two Lashonot how to learn up what Abaye is saying. Should come out of Nafkamina and how we paskin. You know, according to the first version, obviously you're not going to pass on Kriv Chistav, he's neither like Rebbe nor the Rabbanan. According to the second lashon, we could theoretically, they both could agree to him, which are by Eric Gerson and Abaye. So we should pass it according to that. You only dalal dalal in Rosh Hashanah. That seems to be machlokes how we pass it. Okay, Omer Abaye, new thought. I'm not sure exactly, we're just bringing halachas. We left the braisa, explained everything in the braisa. We'll go back later on to explain the last parts of the braisa, the case of Iskufa and stuff like that. And meanwhile, we're going to go through some halachas, various different halachas, and hutzah, etc. Zark Kaveris. So he took a beehive. The beehive, it was round, and it was a large object, and it was round. The Rishon Rabbim, so he threw it from Rishon Yochid, the Rishon Rabbim. Gevoyu, the case was the Kaveris. If it was 10 high, Venera Chobavav, it did not have a diameter of 6, is high. So he threw something from Shazakh to Zerabim and is high. However, Rechobavav, if it has a diameter of 6, it's Potter. If it has a diameter of 6, it means that you can make a square inside of it of 4x4. And it's just a siyachid. It's 10 high and it's 4x4. So when it lands as a rishus siyachid. So he threw a rishus, he didn't throw into rishus Rabin, he threw into a rishus siyachid. And it became rishus siyachid when it lands. So the moment that it landed, it's not called, it was rishus Rabin. Now, there's Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi says, simply because you do not have any such, there was no such parallel in the Mishkan, that the, of the Melacha Vitzor, that what you got when it landed was Rosh Hashanah again. There was no parallel case, so in that case we have to assume it's not Chayim. Tosfos says, simply because it's, we consider like the throwing from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which we said before, that's not Chayim unless you hold a Kuta. The Tosfos then says, even like a Rekiva, that says you say Kluta, because Mamana Shach, if you consider like a Kluta, like it landed already, so then it's a Shasayachid there. So, the Kuliyam in that case would be Pat. That's what Abai is. Rav Omer comes along and says, Afilu Eino Rechav Avav, even if it's not 6 wide, as long as it's 10 high, it's Pater. My timer. Yevshe lekrumi yoyis shalkono shlo yalo lemala miyasora. Because if something lands in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but part of it is above 10, so, which means part of it landed in the Makom Patur, so we have the idea which you said before of Agad, so it's attached back to another, we had before the case of the person was holding in his hand, back in the, sitting on the Iskufa, so it's attached back to the Carmelis, or it's attached back to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So it's not considered like it landed in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because only even a part of it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, part of it is not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So over here, when it lands, and part of it is extending above 10 Tvachim, because there are at least some, when you weave your Kaveris, which it was well, you know, so at least one of the pieces will extend back up above 10. So it's connected back to Makom Patur. It didn't land totally in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it's not Chayim.
Are we assuming that it did most of its flying through the air above 10 and then fell, or this is even if it did most, even if the bulk of the Kaveris flew through the air below 10, it doesn't make any difference?
That'll get involved in, is there a din of Zark above 10? Right, that's a fair question. In other words, we had before the shadow whether you can lose Zerk and Rashid or not, to say there's a din of. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't make a difference. It's just when it landed. Even though it goes to Makom Patur, it's still going to be Chayiv. The issue of Zerk and Rashid. Case it went from Rosh Hashanah Yochid through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it goes through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it goes through Makom Patur, it's going to be Chayiv. That's the din of Stav, which we came out as Chayiv. Right. And by Zark for sure it's Chayiv. So it shouldn't make a difference. Now, so Abai holds that Krumah Shalkona is not significant enough to say it's considered attached back to Makom Patur, because it's just like a little pieces of the reed sticking up, that doesn't count. He agrees, had the height actually been more than 10, so when it lands, it's partially landing in a Shasarab, in a Makom Patur, it's Patur. Now let's say like this, next interesting Kanech. Kva Pia, if he threw it out and it landed with the mouth facing down, so now you have a lovet issue, because we extend mechitzas. So as it's landing, it has the mechitzas, as it's landing, it's going to, before it hits the ground, what's it, lovet is anything which with less than three tvachim is considered like a lovet to the ground. So the mechitzas extend. So as it's going down this way, and it gets within three of the ground, it's like it landed already. So it comes out like this. Shiva umashahu is chayiv. If it's seven and one mashahu, so that's seven and one mashahu, and you give it three minus a mashahu, so that equals 10. So it's chayiv. But however, it means anything up to that, if the height of this kaveris is anything up to seven and a mashahu, it's going to be chayiv. However, Shiva umechsa, Rashi says it means, you know, more than seven and a mashahu. Already it's pater, because at the moment it's considered like it landed, part of it's extending above into the makom p'tur. My time of mechitzas l'sech and l'suyis. That halacha that you extend the mechitzas doesn't apply for these type of mechitzas which are made just for the contents inside of the kli. Zakir Hashem. Okay, Kaveris. The gula here, Kaveris is round. Gavoy Yud is 10 tefachim. I call my filo Gavoy Yud, even if it's 10 high. You made a rechob of Vav, Vav Siyosef, it's not, it doesn't have a diameter of 6 chayim. The kadosh chayv is well, because it's only considered like a chayv, it's not like a rishus. Ben rishus liyatzna, it's not a rishus, lehavi rishus. The rice el gavoy yud v'rechava dal el dal. It has to be 10 high and 4x4. Kamin be'erivit. The chosh yurim the shabbos tzara chayin ba'alachsin. So it says dal. It doesn't mean dal. It means dal el dal. Alachsin means the diagonal. The ogol kim rabbis lo mitoychoy. If you try to square out an area inside of a circle, Mafka eagle, so it has to be, you know, it has to be, it's not a question of equivalent area, it has to be, but it has to be 4x4. In other words, if you take an area 4x4, it's only 16 square tvachim, so I can get a circle which has 16 square tvachim in it, but doesn't have a square 4x4. So the more areas tell me that's not enough. It has to have an actual square 4x4. So when you square out that area, umafka eagle shesavivirivu, when you ignore the extra round part or outside of the square, lamishkachas badalad mirvoyim, you can't get a square of 4. Iloy havi iguloy karav l'shisha, unless you have that the eagle is close to the diameter is close to 6. Shabinim gabi sukkah hasuyin kirsh, like we have in the case of the sukkah, which is made circular. In order for it to be considered 4x4, it has to have a diagonal you would have in a square of 4x4. So what is the diagonal of a square which is 4x4? Because your diameter is the equivalent of the diagonal through the square. So what is that? So if you have a tefach, so your Pythagorean theorem gives you that a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right? So if it's 1x1, so it's 1 plus 1, so the diagonal is going to be the square root of 2, but is 1.4, is 1.414, right? So we're going to count it as 1.4, so it's 1 2/5. So anytime you have a tefach ribui, it's like a tefach with tre chumshi, it's like a tefach and 2/5, melachsoi, and on the elachsoi. So if you deal with that, when you're dealing with 4x4, so we're going to deal with that, it's going to be 4 times 1 2/5, so that's 4 times 1 is 4. 4 times 2/5 is 8/5, which gives you 1 3/5. So it's 5 3/5 is what the amount that you need to get a diagonal, which will give you a square of 4x4. Hare hei tfachim v'gimel chumshin. For 4x4, it's 5 3/5. So Abai could have said that the diameter that you need really is 5 3/5. Abai said 6. Abai Ladok, Abai was not exactly precise. He's telling you lechumra lafishem yisur Shabbos the same with Shabbos al bagav the yesh kan because that's a heter it's rishus yochin it's more and it's potter al bagav the yesh kan alachson even though it has the diameter beiner rechav shisha is mechayv le mirabon the chumra mechayv him not to do it adi kashisha unless you have 6 then it's potter alvaril yin korban loy maisi that Abai would agree that you can't bring a korban. Because once it has a diameter of 5 3/5, so it has a diagonal of 5 3/5, so that's considered like it has 4x4, and he'd be potter from a korban. Now Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and says that Abai was dok. Because you don't count the walls for the 4x4. This is a major machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. When you measure the 4x4 rishus yochid of an area inside of a wall, we had before the omen, you count the whole, it's 4x4. But let's say you're dealing with a rishus yochid of the area inside. When you measure the 4x4, does it include the wall or not? Over there, the rishus yochid is defined by the fact that it sets off a space of 4x4. But if you don't 4x4 inside, it's not really usable. So Tosfos says you don't count the wall, and the thickness of the kaveris was 1/5. So you take that off on the two sides, and that's why you need an area of 6 instead of 5 3/5. So it was 1/5 on this side, 1/5 on that side. So it gives you a total of 6 to get an area of 4x4 inside of the walls. Rashi apparently counts the walls also. So Rashi says I don't need that. And that's Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here, which is a major Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos.
Is it really that Rashi holds that you count the outer diameter as opposed to it gives an alternative explanation, or why should we assume that the walls are that thick? Or,
well, Rashi is saying halacha l'maisa l'idok. That's not according to Tosfos. Vai was very dark. Because Rashi is telling you halacha l'maisa,
and he's measuring from the outside diameter. Always.
Well, that was Abai was measuring. It was says it was gevurah yud meant of that area. Everybody agrees you count the shulayim is part of measuring the yud. That seems to not be machlok, even though there is one. Almost everybody agrees you count the shulayim. Because otherwise, in this case over here, if you wouldn't, the mice, it's definitely all good to an area above yud. So you have to say, you mean you're counting the floor of the kaveris.
So then why would our house that's less than 10 tefachim, why doesn't it count as a, we should say, because why do we count the thickness of the roof?
It's a good question, and I don't have a good answer. I don't know. I mean, over there it seems to be that it's not nichat hashmishte. You can't use it as is. So why don't you apply that over here? I don't know. So the case where it went in upside down doesn't bother me. The question when it went right side up, how do you deal with it? Because it went in upside down, the ikar din rishus yochid for olam, it's like an amud. So it's 4x4 and it's 10 high. So the case of when it writes it up, it's not an omen. You don't tend talking worth of usable space. So what's the difference? So you deal with a chayfet sticker rishus yochid different than a bai sticker rishus yochid. I don't know. Unless you say over there, the difference is that you don't have, you're blocked by the height on top, so that's why you can't use it. Over here, you're not blocked. There's nothing on top to stop you from using it. So it doesn't have the concern of lo nichat tashmishte. I'm not sure what the answer is. The Rashi has a problem in Rashi that the Rashi says that all of this is osur. Nobody's saying you're allowed to do this. We're discussing whether you're chayav or potter. So Rashi says, well, Bible is okay to say up to six because he's like dok l'chumro that you're mechayiv mirabon. What do you mean mechayiv mirabon? You can't bring a korban, so it means chumro mechayiv. You have to do it. You have chumro to do it anyway. So what is Rashi saying? The Bible was, you know, it was okay to be like dok a little bit, because anyway, you know, that's a good, well, that's a good margin of error to make sure that you don't. It's also whatever size it is. So what is Rashi saying? It's difficult. We'll have to leave the Rashi's for tomorrow. I hope that tomorrow we can get a...